Alex Soros and Huma Abedin's Hampton wedding features Democrat elites and donors. By Lowell Coffee Law, June 15, 2025. A week of riots, political assassination, and missile exchanges in the Israeli-Iran war failed to cast a shadow on what was called a political royal wedding that brought together the forces of mega donors and the Democrat establishment this weekend in the Hamptons. Married were Alex Soros, son of George Soros, the Democrat Party's dependable donor and the bane of conservatives, and Huma Abedin, longtime political aide to Hillary Clinton and ex-wife of disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner. As the New York Times reported in its extensive coverage, held on Saturday at Mr. Soros's estate in Watermill, New York, the wedding drew private jets and Clinton aides galore in a rare concentration of wealth and power. The Times went on to name the attendees. Beyond the couple's families, the guest list included Mrs. Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, former Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, Doug Imhoff, Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic minority leaders from New York, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, celebrities like Nikki Hilton Rothschild, cultural figures like the Vogue editor Anna Wintour, longtime Clinton friends like the San Francisco power broker Susie Tompkins Biol, and foreign dignitaries like the Prime Minister of Albania, Edi Rama. The vocal group Boys to Men performed at the wedding, the newspaper reported, with people dining on dishes that included truffle agnolotti, chilled English pea soup and an American Wagyu bavette and grilled prawns. Even the liberal newspaper couldn't help but note the week's grimmer events, contrasting the wedding with the killing of a Minnesota lawmaker, the anti-Trump protests, and the military action between Israel and Iran. As Breitbart News has reported, the younger Soros has taken over his 94-year-old father's Open Society Foundations, which has spearheaded and funded a host of leftist causes for several decades. Open Society has given away $32 billion of the elder financier's personal fortune on domestic and international causes, the foundation's website reports. The Times called the younger Soros one of the donor world's most intriguing figures. However, earlier this year, New York Magazine, in a story covered by Breitbart News, drew an unflattering profile of the 39-year-old Soros, saying he favored publicity and social media photos with his celebrity connections rather than working behind the scenes like his father did. Soros's romance with the 49-year-old Abedin became tabloid fodder because of the media attention over the antics of her previous husband, Anthony Weiner. He was the subject of several sexting scandals before she separated from him in 2016. Unlike the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, the Soros-Abedin weekend did feature a gesture of unity between two religions that have historically been the source of wars and cultural conflict, with a smaller ceremony on Friday to honor both Ms. Abedin's Muslim faith and Mr. Soros's Jewish heritage. A rabbi and an imam both officiated, according to people who were there, the Times reported.